be here. Thank God we're Americans, after all. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, Senator Tom Barrasso, among scores of politicians and news commentators, ripping the Democrats for playing politics again and stopping the $2 trillion stimulus package. Number two, President Trump calling on all Americans to protect our Asian American citizens, warning this is no time to unfairly target anyone among us as we work to defeat the virus. And number one, Michigan's governor among those taking cheap, gratuitous shots at the president in the middle of the pandemic while patting herself on the back. It's embarrassing, but it happens. And while some like Whitmer, Schumer, and Pelosi take those cheap shots, others like Maryland's governor work to help citizens. Why is the stimulus package still in the Senate? Well, that's because Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Debbie Stabenow, and all the rest are demanding outrageous items be added, things that have nothing at all to do with saving the economy. Nothing at all. Things like subsidies for wind and solar, funding for Planned Parenthood, a $10,000 check to all college kids who have any student loans. It is absolutely outrageous. We'll get back to all of that in a bit. Right now, we're going to dig deep into the numbers of what is COVID-19 and how concerned you should be. A quarter of all Americans now believe they're currently infected with COVID-19, which, by the way, is mathematically impossible, according to an article by Aaron Ginn. It was first published on Medium over the weekend. It got millions of views. It's been updated daily ever since. But Medium took it down because too many people challenged the article. And that's part of the problem we have right now, is the First Amendment in quarantine. Because the Constitution does not say you have constitutional rights unless people get sick. Now, I understand. It's a public health crisis. We need to work together to fence off this virus, to put ourselves in a position to defeat the virus and move forward to get America rolling again and get the world rolling again. I understand all of that. But some of the things that politicians would take from you in this time of crisis are things they don't have access to. My freedom of speech, my freedom of religion, my freedom to keep and bear arms. My right to be an American is not up for discussion, and we'll continue talking about that in the days to come, too. This article is a systemic overview of COVID-19 driven by data from medical professionals and academic articles that will help you understand what is going on. The sources include the CDC, the WHO, NIH, the National Health Services, the University of Oxford, Stanford, Harvard, and so many more. The author is quite well-versed in virality, how things grow, and data. In his vocation, he is best known for popularizing the growth hacking movement in Silicon Valley that specializes in driving rapid and viral adoption of technology products. That's his specialty. And the first warning we get is that we keep seeing, and I've been telling you this for days, we keep getting updates every day of how many cases there are total. Interesting, but in some ways fairly meaningless. I mean, if I tell you that 9 out of 10 people tested for the coronavirus test negative, what does that mean? It means a lot of people think they're sick that aren't, but does it tell you anything about how the virus is spreading? Not really. And so when I tell you today that we have 48,000 Americans that have tested positive for coronavirus, what does that tell you? Not much. It tells you that 450,000 have tested negative. And every day now, 50,000 tests or more are going out. We know that. More than 20% of Americans believe they will catch COVID-19. And when you look at these things like on John Hopkins' tracking map, which is also fairly meaningless, you look at it now, it's got these big red circles all over the map. Many of those cases have resolved themselves. People have healed. People have passed away. The big red circles don't mean a lot. It helps people to panic, however. It's a tool for hysteria and panic, in my estimation. So you have to ask yourself, what do these things actually mean? And the time lapse is what's one of the important things here. New cases giving us perspective. Breaking down each country by the date of the first infection helps us to track the growth and the impact of the virus. We can see how total cases are growing against a consistent time scale. And that's important. The United States is tracking right now with other European nations at doubling about every 3 days or so. The time lapse is lower than China, but not as good as South Korea, Japan, Singapore, or Taiwan. All are considered models of how to beat COVID-19. The United States right now is performing average, but we're the third biggest country in the world. Average is not such a terrible place to be right now. And on a per capita basis, this is important. On a per capita basis, we're fairly low. 59 cases per 1 million of population thus far. This was 2 days ago, of course. And ranking the order based on the total number of cases shows the U.S. is significantly lower than the other top six nations by case volume. And our numbers are going to increase. There's no question. Our numbers are going to increase because we're testing so many more people. But don't be shocked by those numbers. Don't be frightened by those numbers. Just understand more people are being tested. And if they're being tested and they are positive, that they're being quarantined away from the rest of us, which slows the spread of the illness. That's good news. Slows the spread of the illness. Growth rates are tricky to track over time. Smaller numbers, easier to move than larger numbers, of course. As an example, GDP growth of 3% of the United States means billions of dollars, while 3% for Bermuda means millions, so you have to understand the numbers. Don't get confused. Generally, growth rates decline over time, but the normal rate of increase may still be significant. Daily growth rates declined over time across all countries. China, Italy, daily growth rates declined over time across all countries, regardless of the policy situations put into place and the solutions, such as shutting borders and social distancing. Those things help. I'm not saying otherwise, but the rate of increase declined either way. Weighing daily growth of confirmed cases by a relatively daily growth factor cleans up the picture. This translates to an average daily growth rate of about 10%, which isn't great, but it's good news as COVID-19 most likely isn't increasing in its toxicity. The growth rate of the growth rate is approximately 10%. However, the data is quite noisy with inconsistent country-to-country reporting and what qualifies as a confirmed case. The more likely explanation is that we are increasing our measurement, but the virus has not increased in viral capability, and that's important. It has not gotten worse. Recommended containment and prevention strategies are still quite effective at stopping the spread, and you need to know that. And cases globally are increasing because it is a virus, after all, and metrics being what they are, but you have to watch the bell curve. As with everything in nature, it's the bell curve that can make a difference, and it will decline. Mathematically speaking, it absolutely will decline. Hot weather could help it decline. A mutation in the virus that makes it less effective in infecting people would help it decline. Social distancing and quarantines will help it decline. All of these things will work in concert together to help the virus decline. We do see light and hope at the end of the tunnel. Trust me on this. It may be 2 weeks, it may be 2 months, but we will get there. We're going to continue to dig these numbers a bit deeper, so don't go anywhere. This is the No Panic Zone. Talking common sense with you on the Steve Gruber Show.
What would you do if you walked into a store and found that nothing had a price tag on it? Would you just blindly hand over your credit card and hope for the best? I don't think you would. And yet that's pretty much what you're doing with your retirement accounts. Hey, it's Steve Gruber. You see, the companies that manage your accounts are charging you fees. They subtract those fees from your account balance. And you probably didn't even realize it. But over the life of those accounts, that can mean tens of thousands of dollars being moved out of your account and into theirs. So what can you do about it? You can call Bruce Van Hall and Michael Douglas at 517-323-7526 for what they call a GPS meeting. They'll see where you are and show you how much you're losing. There's no charge. This is just one of the complimentary services Bruce and Michael offer WJIM listeners. So call today, 517-323-7526 to schedule your GPS meeting or visit MyLifePlanFinancial.com. That's MyLifePlanFinancial.com.
Steve Gruber was compensated for this ad. Life Plan Financial Design, Inc. is a financial services firm that offers a broad array of products and services, including insurance and annuities. Licensed in Michigan.
The Roxor Beast of a Sales Event is here right now. Get $1,250 off of a 2019 Roxor and an extra third year of warranty. That's far and away an industry-leading warranty. But then what else would you expect from a side-by-side unlike any other? Roxor is built in the USA with a steel body, box steel frame, and a four-cylinder Mahindra turbo. turbo diesel engine. Plus, with a truck-like beltless transmission, you can expect less downtime and more off-road time. Hurry. The Roxor Beast of a Sales Event ends March 31st.
I vaccinate because I want to protect my daughter.
I vaccinate because these diseases can be deadly.
Because of vaccines, we tend to think of diseases like whooping cough and measles as things of the past, but they aren't. Michigan's children still get them and pass them on. Get the whole story at ivaccinate.org. I vaccinate because I got the facts. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, the Franny Strong Foundation, and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.